How we said that you cannot put a pas in the tanner, or a loaf of bread, or a chal in the tanner before Shabbos, unless there's long enough time before Shabbos, that's going to achieve the level of baking of krimas ponim. It's yikaru panel, that'll get like fully baked or hard on the outside before Shabbos. And if you put it in too close to Shabbos, then when it comes Shabbos, you're over on the Isra of Shehir, having it in the oven, because of chash Hashem yachate. So, let's say someone taka put it in too close to Shabbos and not achieve that level of karmic panel before Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says that if the person did amaze it, it's also now to eat this chal, this bread, the whole Shabbos, and it's also even matzah Shabbos to eat it until Kadesh Yasa, until it's enough time after Shabbos that they could have baked it, they could have done the whole process after Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah says it's going to be usher to take it out of the oven to do Radia Sapas, which was a certain Malchus and process they did to get something out of the oven, to get the bread off the side of the oven. You can't take it off the side of the oven, even if no other food to eat. Even the guy took it out for you, shalom yadayte, you're not allowed to eat it. It's a big kanas over here. After Shabbos, you can take it out of the oven, but you cannot eat it until B'chadesh Yasa after Shabbos. Now, what if someone did B'shege? It was a mistake. They put the pas in, he made a mistake in Cheshem with the times or something like that, and he put this pas into the oven B'shege, too close to Shabbos. So really, as the book explains, usually if kanas, shege got to mezid. However, over here, the Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody does not have what to eat, since the mitzvah one has to have three sudas on Shabbos, and the basic of the suda one has to have pas, therefore, he's allowed to take out of the oven on Shabbos the amount of bread he needs for three sudas. He can only take for three sudas. There's more pas left. He can find other people who also don't have food what to eat on Shabbos and tell them that they should take out enough for three sudas. He should not take out for them, but they could take out of the pas enough for three sudas for them on Shabbos. When he takes out of the oven on Shabbos, he should not do it with the regular shovel they use, because it's Isad Rabban and over the Dachal of doing Radiyah Sapas with the regular shovel on Shabbos. Rather, he should do it with a knife or something like that, scrape it off the wall, which is a Shinoi, to avoid the issue of the Dachal. If he cannot do the Shinoi, then he could. We do under the circumstances. He does not have bread to eat on Shabbos, Chal to eat. Then under the circumstances, we do allow him to do Radiyah with the Marida with the regular shovel. Now, let's say he put it in early enough on Friday that it did achieve Krimas Panim Batana before Shabbos. There's no Isra of Shia involved. And now, really, this Isra Radiyah is a pass on Shabbos. But if it's a tzara for Shabbos, he could take it out on Shabbos from the oven, and the Shulchan Aruch says, then he could do it the regular way. Mishnah Berurah brings out the Aruch and Musay Eli Rabbah, even if he put in Beheter, still he should try to do it with the Shinoi, if he's able to try to get it out with the Shinoi. If Shalom the Tzarech Shabbos, then even with the Shinoi, he's not allowed to take it out of the oven because of the Isra Drabbanon of Radiyah is a pass on Shabbos. Now, we said the reason they did not constantly show you go to Mezid over here is because, talk about somebody doesn't have what to eat, he must have a three chalas, three breads on Shabbos, the basic amount. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, even when we're talking about tavshil, regular food, where we do constantly show you go to Mezid, someone has absolutely no other food to eat on Shabbos, we could let him be makel b'dievet if it was a case of shogeg and not constantly show you go to Mezid, because also the fast on Shabbos, and he has to have what to eat on Shabbos. But standard, usually, the kula is only given for pas for somebody who doesn't have any other bread to have on Shabbos, because he has to have pas by shalosh sudas. If one loaf of bread is enough for three sudas, he is not allowed to take more out of the oven, even though he's not going to have kikar shalem el chamishna by other sudas. That is not enough to allow him to take the pas out of the oven on Shabbos. Now, the Ramah says, we're talking over here, a tana that's not toch batit, because the Ramah goes with his hetter that we had earlier in the simon, that was toch batit. If the tana was cemented shot and you have to take off the tit in order to be able to access the fire to machatit, there's no gzir shem yachata whatsoever on Shabbos. Also, the Ramah says if somebody put this chalim before Shabbos, not for Shabbos, but rather for it to sit for a long time, for more than 24 hours, to have a matzah Shabbos, then there's no chashash shem yachata either, because there's no rush. By the time Shabbos is over, definitely it'll be fully baked. Mishnah Berurah brings an interesting thing for the Magen Avraham, but our ovens, where they are made differently, and there's no issur v'diyas sapas on Shabbos, then there's a chashash that someone might decide to take, even if he has enough bread for Shabbos, he might decide he wants this chal on Shabbos, he might take it out on Shabbos, and therefore he might be machata in order to have it available for him on Shabbos. And therefore, the fact that he plans on keeping it in the oven until after Shabbos does not eliminate the Isser of Shem Yachata. Only in the olden days when there's Isser of Radiyah Sapas on Shabbos, so except for extreme circumstances where he didn't have Muslim Shalosh Sudas, only then to the Ramah of the Seter that he put him before Shabbos, for after Shabbos, no chashash Shem Yachata. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Vav that somebody put the pas in the oven, the dough in the oven on Shabbos, while they're shaking mezid, he should fast get it out of the oven on Shabbos before it bakes. They should be over in the Isser Chomer of Bishol on Shabbos. If he's able to fast get it out with the Shinoi, do the Shinoi. If it's going to take time, just take it out with the Marda, with the shovel, in order to make sure not to be over Chas HaShalom in the Isser of Bishol on the Melacha, the Raisa of Bishol on Shabbos. If somebody else put it on Shabbos, then that person should take it out. But you should not take it out for them. You should not be over on the Isser Rabban of Radiyah Zabat on Shabbos in order to save them from the Isser Skila of Bishol. Only the person himself should do it.